Thank you for calling J1 Services LLC.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jeremy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance. They're still having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if something's going on with the card we have on file.
Yeah, that card messed up. Somebody got a hold of it, and then they got a hold of my other card. I got another one replaced, but I don't know what happened. What was that? I think that was Angie's List.
I had signed up with
somebody. Somebody reached out and did some scamming stuff to me somehow. I don't know I don't even deal with Angie's List. So yeah, they got it to my accounts and all kind of stuff.
Sorry to hear that. I hear all kinds of stories with that company, so I'm not surprised, but I'm sorry to hear it.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I bet. So I want to give you an option because they did tell me that they're going to, you know, cancel your website today, and I don't want that to happen. So there's a couple of options. One, if things are tight because Angie's, you know, messed up your account, your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. So sometimes people do that if they hit a tight spot because you could always call back later and put the Facebook ads back on, you know?
Back on. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And then if that works for you, what I would do is I would collect the past due payment for May 28th, but of course I would reduce it to $199. And then rather than you having another billing on June 28th, I would push the next one out 30 days. So you'd be paid in full all the way until July 23rd.
Okay. What's the balance? I got them out to get the balance and try to get my coins together.
Yeah, well, it was $299, but if I take off the Facebook ads, it would just be $199.
Okay. Can I try to call you guys back probably like in the middle of the week? I have a couple of yards to cut. I can get some money. It's been real tight and ugly lately.
Sure. You know, or last case scenario, and I always look at this as a last resort, but we could have you pay $49 for your website hosting. That would at least keep the website active and take the orange banner off the site. And then in the middle of the week, if you could pay the rest, you could call in and I can prorate it for you. So that way, you know, at least the site stays active in the meantime. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Let's see. Hold on real quick.
Sure. No problem. I'll make some adjustments to the billing too, just so that when you get the card, then I'll be ready too, because I gotta take off the Facebook ads. I gotta do the hosting for the site.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, man, there's so much stuff going on right now. It's crazy. I definitely expect this to go on with the business. I thought you only get scammed just not having a business. What the hell?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
That
you know,
crazy.
If anybody ever calls you and they want you to participate in something, I don't have a problem if you call me and ask, you know, if I've ever heard of it or, you know, because sometimes there's some reputable things out there that I would recommend, but that's one that I haven't really heard anything positive about. So I would have told you that if you asked, you know. So,
oh my goodness. I'm like, what? They sent me a check. It's so crazy. They sent me a check. And I had a property. This was the craziest thing. So, the person reached out said they wanted, a house clean.
Okay.
So, I asked them for the address so I can go over and get them an estimate. I go over to the house, because they gave me the address. I go over to the house. They don't have any way for me to get in to see the house. I'm like, okay, so can you get me access to the side of the house so I can see it? So
yeah.
he was like, well, I'm not in town, and can you give me a price, and then I'll mail you a check. So I'm like, okay, how many bedrooms, whatever, what's the condition of the house? So he tell me, I give him a price. He's like, okay, so I'm going to send you a check. It's going to be a little bit more than for what you asking for. You take an extra $30 and use that for gas. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He said, then you take the rest of the money and you send it to my supervisor. I'm like, huh? Nah, I don't know about that one. So I'm waiting on a check to come from apartment complex I cut. So my mom called me. She's like, you got a check that came in the mail. I think it's a check from an apartment complex that she was waiting on. So I said, all right. So
yeah.
I opened it up. The price on the check was $23.50. So I'm like, okay. I get the check. I go to the bank and I call the manager to the apartments and I say, hey, I got a check here for $23.50. I know. I think we discussed it was supposed to be $23.40. So she said, hey, if it's $23.50, hey, it's only $10, whatever. So I'm like, okay, all right. So I give it to the teller for them to cash the check and everything. Once I get back to my car, I get a text message saying, disregard the note that was inside of the package with the check. So I was like, hold on, this was his check I just cashed? I was like,
oh,
whoa.
No.
Yeah. So I don't know if whatever that was gave them access to my account or something, but I don't know what's been going on. Like they just been hitting my card and stuff. I'm like, hold on. I ain't making none of these transactions. Lady asked me, she was like, did you try to make an attempt for $0? And I said, ma'am, if I was trying to buy something, it would have been for some money. It wouldn't have said $0 and then it come out, you know, they done scanned for something totally different afterwards. They checked to see if the card worked and then starts taking stuff off of it. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. This new technology and stuff that they got going on, these little hackers, oh my God.
And the thing with checks too is sometimes, you know, the bank will hold it for a day or two and then they give you the funds, but it actually takes like up to 10 business days if that check's fraudulent or no good for them to know it. And then I've had people tell me that someone said come out to the property and I'll give you a check for more than you're expected. So I deposited it and then I went out and bought all the supplies and did all the work. And then, you know, 10 business days later, the check bounces and then they lost everything, you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Terrible.
Yep,
sorry to hear that you went through that. So
that's crazy.
Well, I guess it's good
okay.
in a way that you experienced that because, boy, it sure makes you smarter for next time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, you start thinking like, wow, how did that happen?
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, everything's a red flag now. I don't answer any spam calls, any telemarketer calls. I don't answer nothing. He's
good
not going to get
you.
Me no more.
Yeah, and just to let you know, even if somebody calls you and they say that they're with Local Splash and they try to collect money from you, you could always ask them, if you recall, when you signed up, we put a security question and answer on file, which is your first pet's name and the answer is Max, right? So you could always say, hey, before I talk to you, can you please confirm the security question and answer? And if they can't confirm it, then just politely hang up the phone, you know, then you don't have to talk to them because they're not with us. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Man, I want to see something.
But if you think the $49 is available, I could try it on the card we have, which is the Visa ending in 7703. Or, we could put... That's the one you had problems with, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I got it. Yeah. You all right? You all right, bro? We finna write. I got everything out of the back seat. Yeah, boy, he on the ground in the heat. I don't know what's wrong with him. And he's still calling my phone.
let me see.
Hold on. I'm trying to get the good back.
Uh-huh.
Card right now. I got the card.
Okay, so is it still the Rocky Creek Drive for the billing address on this card, or is it a different billing address?
Yes, it's still Rocky Creek Drive.
Okay, perfect. So then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
It is 4767530020214103.
Okay, expiration.
Expiration is 0529.
And the code?
Code was 397.
Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and then I'll push the next billing out to July 23rd. That way you'll be good to go. And then if you want to reinstate the rest of the program, I can prorate the difference and just charge you $150 when you call in, but that has to be within 2 weeks. So if for some reason those lawns that you mow this week don't pan out and you can't do the $150, that's fine, but you'll just stay at the website hosting for $49. Okay, so I'll only charge you, I can only prorate it for, 2 weeks. So let's just make sure that I get the green light, and then you'll be good to go.
All righty. Sound good. Okay. We can do that.
Okay. Let's see today. It's making me change the date because it wouldn't let me try it with that other date. So let's see if it'll let me try it now. Okay, it worked. I got the green light. So thank you for updating that. At least we know that you're going to keep your website in the meantime. So that's going to stay fully active. And then, like I said, if you can, we'll prorate the difference. If not, you'll stay at this package, okay?
Okay. Is it possible for you to send me the link to the website so I can look at it?
100%. Yeah. So do you want me to send it on an email or a text message? Does it matter?
Email.
Okay. I'll send it. It's just jwanservicesllc.com, but I'll send it to you so you can look at it. And also keep in mind that if you see something on the site that you would like to change, any revisions that you make, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So you could always change, a description or a picture or, a color or a font or anything like that. So I'll send this to you. And then if you have any questions, you'll see my number at the bottom too. So you can call me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that it worked out, and have a really nice rest of your week too. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.